Welcome to the Fitness Beginner Podcast, where we help you take the first steps on your fitness journey. Whether you're new to working out or you're looking to get back into it, we've got you covered with tips, tricks, and inspiration to help you reach your goals. So grab your workout gear and let's get started. All right, and we are live. Welcome back with Murphy Mack to another episode of the Fitness Beginner Podcast. We got an interesting one for y'all today, a little different than what we normally talk about. What we're going to talk about today is the top five, or at least in my opinion, top five fitness myths that most people believe nowadays, and we're going to debunk those and why they're not true and what you should do instead of these fitness myths. But first, I'm going to update y'all by myself. Nothing much new going on, you know. Today was Sunday, so today's the day that I normally like to use to get myself ready for the week. I did a little meal prepping, did a little grocery shopping, you know, all the little stuff you got to do around the house, parts of being a homeowner. I actually got a brand new 65-inch TV today for our bedroom, so I'm pretty pumped about that. I got that hung up on the wall, got it all looking nice, looking good. As far as training goes, just the usual thing I did this week. Actually, instead of working out on Saturday this week, I worked out on Sunday because on Saturday, I actually played in a disc golf tournament. If y'all don't know, I like to play disc golf a lot in my free time. If you don't know what disc golf is, it's like you play real golf with a frisbee. It's basically the best way to explain it. It's pretty fun. You should try it out. You probably got a course in your local area, even if you didn't know about it. And it's a great way to get some exercise in because you do a lot of walking. And it's pretty fun. It's competitive. Take your friends out there. Y'all can have a good time. Yeah, other than that, we just training for the triathlon, doing our normal workouts, you know, doing what we normally do, sticking to it, sticking to our routine, not making any excuses. Y'all know what it is. So yeah, enough about myself. Let's get into the topic. What we're going to talk about today is the top five fitness myths that most people, mainly beginners or people that's not necessarily fitness people, what they believe. And we're going to talk about why these are not true and kind of ways that you can, what you should do instead of doing these fitness myths that we're going to talk about. The way the internet is nowadays, there's tons of information online. Tons. And this is kind of how like misinformation gets spread. It can be hard to separate facts from fiction when it comes to fitness. Because honestly, there's so many different opinions when it comes to fitness. Because people, what they do is different things work for different people. Because nobody's the same. Like everybody's body is different. Everybody enjoys different things. So different things work for them. So then that's what they preach. Like whatever works for them, that's what they're going to preach. And that's what they're going to say is right. And that's what they're going to go by. So when it comes to like the internet and fitness, like influencers and things like that, they're all going to tell you different things. And some of them will even tell you things that contradict each other, that completely go against each other. But that's just because that's what's worked for them. So that's what they believe in, which if it works for them, great. If it works for you, great. You gotta get out there and experiment what can work for you and what doesn't, because not everything is going to be true. Just because it's not true for you doesn't necessarily mean it's not true for somebody else. Because like, for example, like the keto diet, a lot of people love the keto diet and they do it and it works for them. But there's a lot of people out there that say the keto diet is not good for you. Like it's not healthy for you and they don't believe in it. So it's like they're contradicting each other. They're literally telling you the opposite of each other. So it's like, what do you believe? How do you believe one or the other? You just got to try. You got to try yourself. That's the only way you're going to find out. So today we're going to be dividing this fact versus fiction. And we're going to spread some value. Hope y'all get some from this. You're probably doing one of these. You're probably doing at least one of these myths or believing one of these myths. So hopefully we can kind of help you out and set you straight. And that way you can kind of avoid this myth in the future. All right, so let's get started. Number one, cardio is the only way to lose weight. This is far from the truth. Yes, cardio is a very good way to lose weight. It's a good way to burn calories. It's a good way to break a sweat. And this is what everybody thinks of when you think about losing weight, because it can burn so much calories in one time frame, like in one workout. You can burn a lot of calories from doing cardio. So many people believe that this is the most effective way because you burn so much at that one time. However, this is not entirely true. So while you do cardio, it does help burn calories and it can help weight loss, but it helps weight loss by putting you that in that calorie deficit. So by making you consume less calories than making you burn more calories than what you consume in a day. So the reason cardio is not necessarily the only way, I also believe, well, it's not necessarily the only way. I mean, it's definitely not the only way, but it's not necessarily the best way to lose weight either, in my opinion, for the long run. So yeah, if you want to lose weight quick in a short amount of time, cardio is the way to do it. But if you want to lose weight over a long amount of time, for a long period, you want to start incorporating some strength training into your work, your routine. Because strength training, like working out, it's going to build muscle. And what building muscle does, it boosts your metabolism. It burns more calories to hold muscle on your body. So like you're burning more calories that way. And like there's several ways that actually having holding more muscle in your body can help you lose more weight. It's going to boost that metabolism, which is kind of the main way. And then you're going to burn more calories. The amount of calories you burn in a day just from being like, just from staying alive and not doing anything. Like if you sat on the couch all day, you would burn more calories if you have more muscle in your body than you would if you didn't. So it's better to have that extra burning ability over time to lose more weight, if that makes sense. So yeah, cardio, yes, you can lose weight and it's a good way to burn calories, but it's not necessarily the best way or the most efficient because one, most people don't even like doing cardio, so they won't do it. They'll do it for a little while and then they quit doing it. But two, once you leave the gym and you're done running or whatever exercise you're doing, you stop burning calories right then at that moment. When you do like a strength training exercise, your body is still burning those calories after you leave the gym. So you can kind of burn more calories from working out strength training over the long term, like over throughout a longer period of time. So number two, lifting weights makes women bulky. This is simply not the case. This myth has been around for decades. It's just not true. Women typically do not have enough testosterone in their body to build bulky muscles. Lifting weights is actually a great way to get toned, to build lean muscle mass. Plus, having more muscle will help you burn more calories throughout the day. Yes, women can get bulky, but 99.9% of the time, these women that are getting bulky are taking steroids. That's just how it is. Like the bodybuilding women that you see getting bulky, they're on steroids. Plain and simple. I mean, there may be a few women out there that can just naturally put on muscle and not be on steroids, but they're not. There's very few of them. 99.9% of women are not going to build like bulky, big muscles like you would, like a man would. They just don't have enough. They don't produce enough testosterone in their body to build that muscle. But they can put on muscle, and they can. It's going to make you give you more of that like toned, like in shape look more than it would like a bulky look, like a guy would look when they work out. I highly, highly, highly encourage women to work out, like to put on some muscle to gain strength. Like it's just having muscle is just good in general for everyday things. Just picking up the groceries from your car and taking them inside. Like you need some strength to do that. Cause y'all already know y'all gonna try to grab all the bags in one trip. You ain't gonna take two trips. So you need strength for that. Or when you bend over and pick things up, you need strength for that. Like just everyday activities, you need some kind of muscle. You don't want to be weak. I make fun of my wife all the time because I always say she's probably the weakest person I've ever met in my life. So I got her in the gym, got her lifting some weights, and we working on that. We working on it. She's fragile, but I'm gonna put some strength on her. We got a little home gym now, so I got her out there working out with me, and she actually likes it. She enjoys it. So we'll see how long she sticks to it. She didn't really have a choice with me being in the house because I make her work out with me. So sorry, but it is what it is. You let me buy a home gym, so you got to deal with it. All right, number three, you need to work out every day to see results. Not only is this not the truth, it's kind of like against the truth because you don't need to work out every day. Like you have to have rest days. You need to take rest days. Well, let me rephrase that. You don't have to have rest days, but you need to take rest days if you want to get your results quicker, if that makes sense. If you're just working out every day, your body's never going to have time to recover. Like you're not going to rebuild those muscles because you just destroyed them again the next day or that same week, whatever. While consistency is key when it comes to fitness, you simply just don't need to work out every day to see results. In fact, your body actually needs rest to recover and to repair itself. So aim to exercise at least 3 days a week, but I would suggest 3 to 4, maybe even 5, depending on what skill level you are. The longer you've been doing it, kind of the more you can work out. But if you're a beginner, 3 to 4 days is plenty. Mix up your routine. Keep your body challenged. Increase the weight over time. You want to apply progressive overload. But yeah, you need to take these your rest days, because that's when your body's going to repair itself. Also, you need to get good sleep, because that's when your body's going to repair itself as well. Yeah, there are some people that work out every day and they see really good results, but that's mainly like bodybuilders. And normally these bodybuilders are enhanced. They're taking steroids, which rapidly increase their recovery times. So they could probably work out twice a day if they wanted to and still see very good results, just because those steroids decrease the recovery time needed by a lot, by exponentially. So yeah, there are some people that work out every day, but it's not needed, especially if you're a beginner or if you've been doing it for 1, 2, 3 years, you really don't need it. I've been working out for a long time. I personally work out 6 days a week, and I'm not telling anybody to do that. But the only reason I do that is because I enjoy working out myself. Like, it's something I like to do. So I make time for it in my day because I enjoy it, and it kind of gets me in the right mindset, and it helps me be more efficient throughout the rest of my day, because it gets me up, it gets me going. I work out early in the morning, and then after I knock my workout out, like, I'm ready to go for the day. Like, I'm motivated to knock out whatever I got to do that day. So that's why I like to do it. I also don't kill myself every workout, because I know I'm going to work out that same muscle group again that week. So instead of doing like long 2-hour workouts, instead I'll knock out like an hour workout and take it a little bit lighter, because I work each muscle group twice a week. So I don't kill myself. If you're only going to work a muscle group once a week, yeah, it's probably best you go a little bit harder on that muscle, because you're not going to train it again until the next week. But if you do kind of how I do, you can kind of tone your workouts back a little bit. But that's what I do. Number 3, you don't need to work out every day of the week to see results. 3 to 4 days a week is good. The more experienced you are, the more you can kind of add days in there. Number 4, crunches are the best way to get a six pack. While crunches, they can strengthen your abdominal muscles, they're not the most effective way to get a six pack. So the key to getting visible abs is actually through a combination of strength training, cardio, and a healthy diet. So focus on exercises that work multiple muscle groups. So compound lifts, so planks, squats, deadlifts. All these are, not only are they going to work your legs, they're going to work your core. Pretty much every workout you do is going to work your core. But a lot of these compound lifts you do are very core heavy. Like, they're going to work your core a lot, more than you even realize. But yes, with that being said, crunches are a good way to work your abs, but not as much as doing these compound lifts will, and not as much as eating in a calorie deficit, like eating healthy food. If you need to reduce your body fat, if you're gaining weight or you're staying like the same, you're never going to see your abs if you have a layer of body fat over them. So what you want to do is get your body fat percentage down, and you will start to see these abs even more. Everybody has abs, no matter how big, small, tall, female, male, no matter what you are, you have abs. You just can't necessarily see them because you have a layer of fat over them. So reduce your body fat and you can see them. Don't just do crunches, do compound lifts, but crunches are good as well to do. I do them myself, but I don't rely on them to see my abs. That's not what I rely on at all. 99% of it is going to be your diet. When it comes to seeing abs, that's just how it is, because most people hold extra weight right there in their stomach area. So knock that weight back and you'll see your abs, I promise. All right, number 5. And the last one we got today, and this is a big one that I think a lot of people believe that is not true at all. And I need people to understand this, because I've had people ask me this, and I see it online, people asking this all the time. But this is, you cannot spot reduce fat. You always see people asking, oh, how can I lose this extra fat around my tummy, or how can I lose this fat in my waist, or how can I lose it off my face, or whatever, like whatever spot they're trying to lose weight on, you can't spot reduce it. Like, you can't pick a certain area of fat on your body and work on it to lose that weight. It just don't happen like that. So many people believe that you can target these specific areas of your body for fat loss, but this is just, it's not possible. So when you lose weight, you lose it from all over your body, not just one spot. The key is to create a caloric deficit through a combination of diet and exercise to lose fat overall. So if you lose 2 pounds that week, you can't just say, oh yeah, I lost this 2 pounds out of my stomach. Like, it don't work like that. You lost 2 pounds on your whole body, not just that one area. You can't do, going back to the last one, you can't do crunches and think that your belly fat is just going to shed away. Like, it's not going to happen. You can't just do that. You can't do a bunch of squats and think you're going to lose some weight in your thighs or on your waist or anything like that. It don't work like that. You just need to be in calorie deficit and you'll lose weight all over. And then eventually over time, as you keep losing that weight and you lose more and more weight, then you'll start to lose weight in that area that you're trying to target. So don't sit there and just try to do crunches all day, 5 days a week, thinking you're going to lose all your belly fat. It's not going to happen. I see this a lot, and I don't understand why or where this myth came from or why people believe this, but it's probably the most far from the truth that you can get. So I don't really know, like, where this belief came from, like, why people believe this, or like where we went wrong with this. But yeah, a lot of people that are not necessarily in the fitness industry or workout themselves, a lot of them believe in this. But y'all need to understand that you can't work on your belly fat. You got to work on your whole entire body's fat, and eventually that belly fat will go with it. So, and there you have it. That is my top 5 fitness myths debunked, why they're not true, what you should do instead of these myths. So I hope this information was helpful. Take it and use it in your own fitness journey. Like I said at the beginning, you're probably doing at least one of these or believing one of these. So hopefully you learn like not to do this again in your own fitness journey. Remember that it's essential to focus on overall health and well-being when it comes to fitness. Don't just try to conform to societal standards and think you got to look like the shredded 5% bodybuilder online that, honestly, he looks cool. I ain't gonna lie. They're big, jacked, they look cool. You want to be like that, but that's not normal. You don't have to look like that. You don't have to compare to them. Or to like for women, the big 5'10" supermodel with zero body fat. You don't have to look like that. Just get in shape, be healthy, make yourself happy, and that's really all that matters. So yeah, hope y'all got something from this today. Apply it in your own life, in your own fitness journey. So y'all tune in next week. We'll have another episode. I'm not sure what the topic yet will be, but if you got one and you want me to do a topic on, please message me on any of my social media. Shameless plug, I'm on Instagram, TikTok, Murphy MacFit. That's MurphyMacFit. Murphy MacFit. I'm on YouTube, Murphy McCammon. Snapchat, Murphy McCammon. Yeah, LinkedIn, Murphy McCammon. Yeah, y'all hit me up, social media. DM me, follow me, subscribe to my channel on YouTube. I'm trying to build my YouTube right now. I just started posting my reels and shorts on YouTube. So y'all subscribe to my YouTube. And I also put my podcast episodes on YouTube as well. But I have my own channel for the podcast. It's the Fitness Beginner Podcast. So I know, basic name. But yeah, y'all subscribe, check it out. I'd appreciate it. Leave me a review, a comment, a like. If you have any questions, message me. I'd love to answer them. If you have a podcast idea or have any questions that you would like me to answer in a podcast, please let me know. I need ideas. I'm open to all suggestions. So yeah, y'all hit me up. I'd appreciate it. But that's it for me today. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Tune in again next week. We'll spread some more value to y'all. Peace, love, protein. We out. Thanks for tuning in to the Fitness Beginner Podcast. We hope you found today's episode helpful and inspiring. Remember to always start small, set realistic goals, and most importantly, have fun. Don't forget to tune in next week for more tips and advice on how to kickstart your fitness journey. Until then, stay active and stay healthy.